This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation. We are at Rally House in Arlington, your city, your house. Come get yourself some gear. General at your service. Eddie's. There's Brian Broaddus. You do have Alec Medford in for Lucius Alexander back in the Pimp Cup 75 and Fitzhugh. Woolchuck and Shia follower here. Ramon Cruz, remote engineer. He is handling business over the next 5 hours here at the house. And, yeah, Carter Freeman, coordinate your video at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Gentlemen, good afternoon. We are ready. It's a huge sports weekend in DFW that really gets underway tomorrow with opening day.
Yeah, baby. I couldn't be happier, man. UNT pulled it off last night. 9 minutes.
Come back, Rashan.
9 minutes. They did not allow a single bucket. Are you kidding me? What defense there from our North Texas Mean Green.
Strong. Legends.
We're going
strong
to the
defense.
NIT championship game. Bring on UAB. We're going to spank them.
Are you guys dancing right now? Is that considered dancing?
I mean, yeah. Look.
Dang
get
right. We're dancing. Are you kidding? Yeah. Look at the gyrating Walchucks doing at the
moment. I'm dancing. You know, people want to make fun of, the NIT not in the tournament. I get it. But for my school, this is a big bleeping deal.
And honestly, with the small schools that are in the Final Four right now, I mean, if we want to go toe-to-toe with the guy who ends up being the champ, I'd feel good about it.
Winner take all?
I think we kick their butt.
It's
personally.
A unification bout. That's what that is.
I think
that
we should automatically just
need
be
to.
In
yeah.
the Final Four. They should just put us in there right now.
Otherwise, we're both champions. And
That's what I'd say.
Co-champs. Is this the win to see who the 64th best team is in the country?
You settle down.
No, they're at least
I think
the
it'd be 45th. The 69th, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the 69th best team.
They'll be number 69 if they get this.
That's what I'm talking about. I'd rather be 69 than any other number, baby. Let's go, boys.
And it is cool it's happening locally. Like, to be honest, if Syracuse is playing in the NIT Final Four, I'm like, I don't care.
Who cares?
You know, yeah, Oregon State, Syracuse, whatever. You put UNT in there. I'm fired up for you boys.
And Thank you, man. Yeah.
You can smell opening day just a few hours away.
Yes,
I mean, we got the countdown going right now. We're almost 24 hours from the first pitch, 25 hours to be exact. KNC going to be out there at the ballpark tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is a good time to be alive, boys.
Only thing that could make it better is if there was like a Nolan Ryan reunion and he was out there making the dogs again.
Oh.
You know, about 35,000.
I see his number 34 right up there, man, looking real good.
You broke out the Mike Napoli jersey today. I had to.
One of the greatest Italian-Americans
of all
time. Thought
you were going to wear it into the clubhouse tomorrow.
Well, who's to say you know me? I'll run it back.
Yeah, I like that.
Just take a smell, move on, right?
Yeah, no, that's what clone's for.
Hey, check my pits.
We are at Rally House in Arlington here. It's right off of 20. We want to thank account executive Scott Long for putting us here. You know, the great thing about Scott is he never has us work close to the station. Mm-hmm. So we always get to different parts of DFW.
We do.
And
yeah.
You can thank Scott for that for sure.
Yeah.
We are... you know, here at Rally House, and we not only do we have gift cards, but we want to salute Mike Hammaker, a great Tolo that works here. He is not here today, but he wishes he could be, and he's always fired up whenever the G-Bag Nation's coming through because he's a big Tolo.
Love you, Mike. You know?
So we wanted to give him a shout-out and thank him for his hospitality, even though he could not be here in person today. Hey, what's cooler, this Tommy Bahama Ranger shirt right here. You can see it on the webcam.
Yeah, I can see it. I've been
this
noticing.
This is killer.
Yeah.
This is killer right here.
That's sexy.
Oh,
or,
Andy Reid wants one right now.
Or do you go Columbia PFG fishing Ranger shirt?
It's a
That's
really
a
good
Broaddus shirt right there.
This is Broaddus, I feel like.
Yeah.
And the other's Andy Reid.
This is Andy Reid. Yeah,
right,
there you go.
Right.
Which one are you voting for?
Andy.
I think so.
I think I'm going to go with the baby blue.
The only issue with the Bahama is you're going to have to hit that with an iron. You know, like it comes out of the dryer.
That thing goes to a dry cleaner, though, too.
It could. Or you got to go take it to a dry cleaner, something like that.
Tell you what, it's a beautiful shirt. I wouldn't get it because of that.
I love a Tommy B, though.
In the Columbia one, I think I would cook my crawfish in that one. The Tommy Bahama, you're meeting people out.
Yeah.
You know,
having
you're
a
like,
nice little happy hour
got,
on the patio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're wearing.
Maybe you're on vacation.
You got
you're
your
on the
shorts.
Prowl. Yeah. You're on the prowl.
You might be. Yeah.
You're on the prowl.
That's a little bit of a peacock shirt, I think.
Yeah, dude. That's one of those.
That's a attention getter.
Wait a minute. wait a minute. Whoa. What are you prowling on? Because if someone sees, like, a gal sees you in the Tommy Bahama, they're thinking old. They're thinking crusty dude.
Dude.
Not if you're young.
I think it's back in style, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I'm thinking, seriously, if the Tommy Bahama to me is like an older gentleman look.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
But no, but that's what I'm saying, though. I'm kind of thinking, like, if one of you dudes tried to wear it, it probably wouldn't work as well.
We'd pull that off tremendously. Are you kidding me?
He's pooping. He doesn't think you and me can pull off Tommy Bahama. Are you out of your bleeping mind,
you
sir?
I'm just saying.
Hey, buy Chief the shirt. Let's put him out on the street. I bet he's got numbers, coming out of his pockets.
And I'll buy Broadus one of those crop tops over there. He'll look fantastic.
Actually, I got a Lady Ranger bet payoff for Broadus.
No,
he needs to buy it today.
No,
and the next time he loses a payoff, we're seeing all the gut of Broadus on the fan.
And the hair. I like that.
There's a picture.
Get a 5 hours of Brian's belly button on the fan.
I'll tell you about how bad you just said this to me. There's a picture I posted the other day of my teammates from LSU.
Yeah, it's a cool
there
picture.
Was my final practice at LSU.
I may or may not have zoomed in on Broadus and screenshotted it for a later date.
Okay.
Continue, sir.
Did you notice – I was not wearing a half T-shirt in 1986. I had the full long white T-shirt on, even maybe tucked into my bad Larry Bird shorts.
Just drenched heavy.
The Larry Bird shorts.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a mesh crop top.
Everybody else is fit and good, and I'm like, no.
Oh, you're a deep snapper for a reason,
body.
Right?
Well, there's a reason. Like you said, if you're like as a deep snapper, you lean down and the gut's kind of hanging. You need a shirt to kind of hold it to
you're gonna be on TV.
A couple of those guys had their helmet and a football under their arm. Broadus had a case of beer, and he was just leaning into the whole thing.
I'm gonna buy that Tommy Bahama at the break, Brian.
Okay, well,
it's a beautiful shirt. But it's like a 59-year-old guy shirt. That's what that is.
And that's totally fine, dude. That's totally fine. But that's gonna be a magnet for things you want to be magnetized to. And that crop top shirt right there
needs to be a
bet payoff.
No.
We can either call it the Zeke Elliott. No. Okay, or
like
we can call it the Lady Ranger.
The Lady Ranger.
Because you're all about your Lady Tigers this weekend.
The Lady Ranger?
We're going Lady Ranger
on
you on the
weekend. I'm just telling you, that is a nightmare. You talk about the Chris Arnold vacation bet payoff.
Yeah.
And, like, Cheech is like, oh, I think I'm going to do the Chris Arnold one. Put the zinc on my nose.
That's an easy money.
Take pictures. Like, yeah, with his shirt off, he looks a lot better. Me doing that is a nightmare.
That's not good.
That would live on for infamy. That picture. Yeah. Matter of fact.
That would replace the Proud Brian meme.
Oh, and that one's a bad one, too.
Oh,
yeah.
But,
okay, so which one of you two have on your Twitter profile the time that we all did that?
Both of us.
The shirtless.
Both of us do, yeah.
The
it's
shirtless,
our claim to fame.
The shirtless when it was me, Jared, Lucius.
Yeah. Was that the No Shirt 9?
Yeah, but they were hosting.
It was just banging with Jared Sandler.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
we used to take our shirts off for it.
We took our shirts off for it. And so when we
Everybody did it.
Yeah. So when we did it during the daytime, we had Broadus and Lucius were with us that day. And so they all did it. And Jared did it
hilarious
on the Zoom.
Then, like, all of a sudden, we couldn't see Lucius. Then he, like.
Yeah, he was playing like he wasn't going to do it.
He jumps in the picture and he gives it like
he gave
Tony
flex.
Atlas pose.
Yeah.
And everybody just like. Oh, man, we just got shown
up.
It's funny because I still have it up there, so people will go and look at it. And I think Aisha Morrison did this because when I saw her this morning at the Star for the draft show, she comes up to me and she's like, man, every time I see you, I'm surprised at how tall you are and how not fat you are.
She said that to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, well, thank you. I appreciate
good content.
That.
Was that on air?
So does working. No,
that was before the draft show.
It was upstairs while I was getting my visitor's badge.
Right before the microphones turned on. That's amazing.
I think the latter, every Monday I see you. I'm like, holy crap, this guy's just he's not as fat anymore.
The Ranger lady.
Less and less fat every time I see you.
No. No on the Ranger lady. No.
No, I think
you're not doing the Lady Ranger?
No, Lady Ranger, no.
Okay, well, congrats to Dirk. The announcement's in. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's amongst your
That'd
sports
be terrible.
That has developed. Never any doubt. Going in with him and another Texas legend, Tony Parker. Dirk, of course, way better. Another Euro legend, Pau Gasol. Dirk, of course, way better. Becky Hammon and then Dwayne Wade. Dirk better. Greatness, I think, in the sport is important. But as far as being a DFW sports goat, I think that's a conversation I'd love to get some thoughts on throughout the day. You know, you could say Staubach, and if you're a little bit older, he's got the two championships. You could say Troy and Emmett, leaders of championship teams. I think you could say Pudge, legend, but he left. You know, and I think staying with the same team, getting a championship, you know, now he's going to get enshrined in Springfield, Mass. It's August 12th. I think there's only a couple of guys that you can consider for the DFW Sports GOAT in Dirk's mind. And I think he will always be the Mavs GOAT. You know, it'd be hard to imagine Luka eclipsing it from the point he is now with the frustration building like it is. I just don't think the organization is as strong as it used to be when Cuban was committed to winning.
I'd love to give you some pushback there, but I think you're right. I mean, like Madonna with the Stars, certainly. But, I mean, I went to the Stars game the other night, and you walk by the Dirk statue. Who else has a statue? You know, I mean,
Nick Foles.
You can go to the – yeah, in Philly.
Which is a disrespect to statues across all of the world.
But you just named options for the Cowboys. And I think you could poll Cowboys fans, and all of them are probably going to have a different answer for you. It's a player that means more to them, right? But there isn't just one individual consensus GOAT, you know, greatest Cowboy player of all time. Some would say Bob Lilly, right? There's going to be a debate about it. There's no debate on who the greatest Maverick is, and it's Dirk. And I think that that does now cross over all of DFW sports, as he is the icon, not just for what he did on the floor, but also the human being that he is off of it.
Well, I think you said it well. You know, there's a lot of different options. Maybe at some point a clear DFW sports GOAT or even a Cowboys GOAT could emerge, but there's lots of good candidates. You know, I think Dak has the intangibles and the leadership, the popularity, the likability to snuggle in there, but he needs Super Bowls.
Right. Sure.
He's got the stats. I think when you look at the games he's played over the last 3 years, now he's missed a lot of games, but games he's played in, I think he leads the NFL in scoring at 31 points per game. If he's not number one, he's number two, and he's very close.
But it's all about the rings. I mean, even Dirk, you could be the MVP, bro. Like, and that's awesome, and that's way cooler than anything Dak's done. But until you got the title, and once you did that, now you've changed the course of your personal history and DFW history forever. And it's all about the age factor, too, I think, for sure. But for a guy my age, it's unquestionably Dirk.
Agreed. And you guys know I love Emmett. Emmett's my favorite athlete ever.
Right.
I would say Dirk is the greatest DFW athlete ever.
Bill Simmons predicts Draymond Green and LeBron will join the Mavs with Luka and Kyrie Irving. That would be unbelievable.
Hell yeah, Bill.
I don't know where he's coming up with this. Bill Simmons is a kind of like used to be a serious journalist, and now he's like a podcaster, content creator. I don't know what Bill Simmons is doing, but it's gone a little viral here with MFFLs and on 105 through the Fan Twitter, and just wanted to throw it out there because last night Draymond Green impacted a basketball game in a more dramatic way than I've ever seen from a guy that did not even score 10 points. It was unbelievable what happened. I get home, and I'm kind of dorking around, and I end up turning on Warriors and Pelicans. And I don't even know what time it was, but it's like halfway through the second quarter. And there's nearly a fight, and Draymond is tied up with Herb Brooks. And, like, Draymond's knocked down, and he intentionally drags both feet over Herb's face. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I thought he was going to be ejected. And he's jawing with Brandon Ingram, too. And I'm like, man, Draymond's really ticked off. Well, a few minutes later, he comes towards the hoop and intentionally, I think, takes a horrible charge against Herb Brooks just to lay him the crap out.
Full-on truck stick.
Yeah, yeah.
And then kind of was disrespectful at the way that he walked through him while he was laying on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, Draymond should be out of this game. Right. And then so they review it a little bit more and they decide, nope, nobody's leaving this game. And I'm like, wow, these are two stoppages. Well, Draymond is fuming now. Right. He has worked himself into slightly agitated competitive mode to more focused
psycho
Draymond Green than you've ever seen. So the next dead ball, like Herb Brooks is getting ready to maybe be one of the guys that catches it in the backcourt. And Draymond is like saddled right up to him and clapping and yelling.
Yeah, he's ready.
And Steve Kerr says, Draymond, come over here. He calls a timeout. He's like, Draymond, you're out of the game. You're too charged up.
Yeah.
Right. 12-point game. Pelicans leading.
He was saving him from himself.
Yeah.
Right?
And
he was pissed about it. Yeah.
And Stan, close to the technicals.
Yeah. He ended up did getting a tech and he's going to be suspended or fined or whatever. Well, Stan Van Gundy says, great job by Steve Kerr to recognize his guy needs a second to cool down. So Steve brings him over to the bench. Draymond is pacing, walking up and down the sideline, calling everybody on the Pelicans the P word, right?
Yeah.
Pelicans go on a 7-0 run. Warriors are down 20 now. And as they go to break, Steve Kerr calls a timeout. You see Draymond Green go, I'm not mad at anybody. I just want to go in. So out of that timeout, Draymond Green comes in. They're down 20. Going into half, they're down 17. Going into the fourth quarter, they're basically tied.
Yeah.
This guy has 13 assists. He's in people's faces that are trying to inbound and, like, swatting it back onto them so it would go out of bound. After the game, Steve Kerr's like, Draymond Green willed us to victory.
Yeah.
With nothing more than his competitive intensity, and getting rebounds, and talking trash. And letting everybody know, I'm going to stop at nothing to win right here. And I thought, man, that was just the biggest piece of evidence that Draymond Green is the heart and soul of this team. And I wonder on Twitter today if that game last night transformed them back into the champions, right? If he said, we're going back to championship zone right now, and the rest of the team came with him. Steph Curry's balling, Klay Thompson is balling, everybody came together, Jordan Poole played well, and I don't know. Last year was such a special run that they put on after struggling in a season. I thought they would do it again all year, and now it's so late that I think a lot of people are assuming they won't. But I think last night was a huge catalyst moment, and it convinced me, I don't care how old Draymond Green is, I don't care how bad his shooting is, and I don't care if he shoots 18% from three-point land, I want him on the Mavericks. That was freaking unbelievable television last night. The competitive intensity, it took a Stanley Cup hockey game, to shame what Draymond did to that game last night.
You say you want him on the Mavs. Could he drag this current team?
Mm-hmm.
He could drag this current team?
Yeah, he would change them. Yeah, he takes such ownership. Like, when people talk about the Warriors' defense, he's like, that's mine.
Yeah.
I do this for the team.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, but he's got these – Yeah, there's Hall of Fame kind of play. But you got Luka, you got Kyrie.
Yeah.
But how about the rest? I mean, you mentioned Poole and others. Yeah. Does he drag?
He would need a real center that can rebound and block shots, and he'd need another guy on the wing, you know, like Dorian Finney-Smith type of player. But I would think if you have a chance to get him, I don't think they'll let him go, but that contract situation's insane, and, you know, they just paid Jordan Poole a ton of cash, so maybe they'll decide that their well has run dry finally, and they'll make Draymond available.
I agree. I mean, people knock Draymond right for, you know, what is he, like a – he gets the triple-doubles, but he'll get like 10 points on that thing. He barely puts up any points. And last year in the postseason, right, he didn't have an outstanding, when you look statistically, but he brings way more to the table than just the stats. He's doing all the grunt work. He's doing the little things from an emotional standpoint. Steve Kerr is 100% right. That's why when we talked about the Jordan Poole incident and, is this it? Do they want to move on from Draymond Green? Because Jordan Poole is a younger, more talented player. You saw what he did during their finals run. I thought, bring Draymond to Dallas. Now, a lot of fans in Tolos didn't agree because there is a lot more baggage that comes with Draymond, but I love his style of play. I think if any team would want him, but he is a perfect fit for what Golden State does.
Yeah.
Those three together, certainly it's going to go down as one of the best set of triplets, I think, in sports history, period.
Yeah. It's incredible, you know, what he can do for a team still. And as he's getting older, he's not losing any of that intensity or that fire. I don't know how often I've ever seen something like that in a regular season game. We're live at Rally House in Arlington, two $100 gift cards. If you can name 11 of the 13 all-time members of the G-Bag Nation broadcast team, okay, there's been a couple of different eras. 11 of the 13 will get you a $100 gift card, $25 gift card if you can tell us what Tolo means. Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Chiafalo has two Cowboys draft scenarios. Which do you prefer? It's next in the Nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Nation. We're live at Rally House. And Chiafalo has some good draft content. And then Alec Medford has your G-Bag of the Day coming up here in just a few minutes. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Franklin. Franklin consultation is always free. Truckwreck.com. Here's Chief.
Man, I'll tell you what, the incredible Ranger gear that they got up in here right now, and it speaks for all of the teams that they have, even like the fun Whataburger stuff, like that ketchup shirt.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang it, I want that ketchup shirt. But same. There's so many awesome things, and all the Rangers gear right now on opening day is just absolutely outstanding, and the Arlington Tolo turnout is already through the roof. So much love to the Tolos, man. This is freaking fantastic. Love being at Rally House. But I got two three-round mock drafts here for the Cowboys.
All right.
And I'm curious which one you two bros would like the best. And really all three, because Dawson, we need to figure out what type of positions we're drafting here and where
we
feel good about it.
I'll find some way to offend a prospect in here and blow up the text.
I'm yeah, sure. I'm sure you will.
Well, the Steve Avila fans were not happy with
me
last week.
He doesn't love football.
So yeah, well, hey man, watch a little football, Steve. Watch a little football. The first three rounder is going to go like this. At 26, you're going to get Broadus's favorite tight end, Michael Mayer, okay. Notre Dame guy.
Okay.
In the second round, you're going to get Walchuk's maybe personal pet cat guard guy, North Dakota State's Cody Mock.
Let's go. Ooh,
I like the strap.
That's at 58.
So I like the draft so far.
And then in the third round, I think you guys are going to love this. Tyjae Spears.
Oh, yes.
Running back Tulane. Oh,
coming at my heart here.
Is that a home run like we've never seen before?
No, the Andui's fingers just had that draft.
Yeah, I just had a vinegar stroke.
That's the Walt. That's the Walchuk draft.
That's a Walchuk draft right there. He was just being nice to me with the Mayer pick because his guy Kincaid was gone. Kincaid was gone, so he picked Mayer. He's like, oh, I'll pick Mayer. And then, but he drafted the two
I'll
other guys.
I'll throw Brian a bone, and then I'm going to go get my guy Cody Mauk and Tyjae Spears, who's an absolute beast at running back, and then we won't have to worry about that position for the next 5 years.
Wow, okay. So
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
He just made a reason why. You mean a reason why you wouldn't draft a Bijan Robinson the first, because he's thinking only 5 years is what he's thinking.
Shouldn't have to worry about it. You gave one guy, what, $10 million?
You sure did.
Yeah, for a year. And then Tyjae Spears will take his spot after this year.
Yeah, so you get your tight end, you get an
offensive
lineman.
That's a good draft.
It's
a good start.
It's a really good running back.
That's a good draft.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's a draft that makes you feel pretty good. Just so you know, yes, in round one when you drafted Mayer, Kincaid was not there, Robinson was not there. So you could have gone Jordan Addison in this particular scenario. And so, Broadus, would you have rather gone Addison there, Walchuk, or Mayer? If you could go USC wide receiver or Notre Dame tight end in round one.
I think I would have Mayer higher than Addison on my board. I have them both in the first round, though.
Walchuk.
I also would have Mayer higher than Addison. Addison's my border. He's my number four receiver right now. I like Jordan Addison, but he's the guy that I have questions about. He runs tremendous routes. He really does. He's a great route runner, and he's a really good player. But I've seen him get bullied a little bit by some bigger cornerbacks, and I've talked about it. Nashawn Wright's little brother, Rajon Wright, if you watch him against Oregon State, Rajon's 6'2", also really skinny, long, but he struggled to get off press man coverage a little bit, so I can see why maybe Jordan Addison's sliding. I think Mayer, you know, I know Bobby doesn't love him for today's NFL, the way it's moving. I think Mayer is a guy that can stretch the field for you.
Stretch and block. That's what I like.
Okay, the next one we have here, and this is one to get you a little bit fired up, because in round one, you take Dalton Kincaid, but you have the option of Kincaid or Bijan Robinson. And then in round number – In round number two, you go UCLA running back Zach Charbonnet. Ooh, so you pass on Robinson.
Big
you go
guy.
Kincaid round one, tight end, running back Zach Charbonnet, UCLA round two. And then you go linebacker Texas, DeMarvian Overshown.
Okay.
In round three.
I don't think, Brian, we like the third round pick.
No, I don't like the third round pick very much there for sure.
Okay.
No disrespect to D. I think D. Overshown is he's got some upside there.
If you better
linebackers.
Yeah, if you threw in maybe Henley from Washington State in that third right there, I would make it. I think it'd be a better draft for me. There.
What about our guy Jack Campbell from Iowa? You think he can make it there?
I think it's going to be a stretch. Campbell from Iowa, probably a second round guy. Maybe after Simpson, when you start talking about those inside linebackers, probably the second inside linebacker off the board.
Mach 2's trash, Chief.
Mach 2's trash?
You got no offensive lineman out of there? Got
Mach
a linebacker that can't play?
Mach 1's better. Yeah, Mach 1 is better. I mean, I like Zach Charbonnet a lot. I think Charbonnet's a guy. If you take a running back in round two, he's the dude that I would eye.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's people that talk about Charbonnet as being a little bit maybe like Darren McFadden, that kind of that style of runner.
Upright.
He is a little bit upright.
Upright runner, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you had some other guys that were available in the third round there from, you know, the Zach Harrison edge from Ohio State. You had the corner from TCU. So you had some other options there, but I'm with you guys. The one with the offensive line, I think that's the that's the great point right there, because honestly, the big difference in the you took a running back in the second round and a running back in the third round. Mm-hmm. Charbonnet Spears, much of a difference ultimately?
I have Charbonnet graded higher, but Spears is kind of my man crush, so no. I think I'd rather have Spears.
So in round two, you get the lineman. I love that. That's
Thank
a home
you,
run draft.
We love it here at Rally House in Arlington off 20 if you're looking to get yourself some gear for whatever team you prefer to support or need some new gear for. They got it right here, Rally House. Time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Here's Alec Medford.
Gentlemen, how's it going? How's it going?
Terrific.
What's up, Little Red?
You guys are about 10, 12 minutes away from the Medford household, so I hope my neck of the woods is treating you well out there, and you guys are doing the same.
Man. Great folks.
Well, what are you guys serving up at the Medford house? Should we stop by?
My dad is quite the grill master nowadays in his free time, so yeah, there might have to be some sort of a hangout sometime for sure. You guys are always welcome. Open door.
Hell yeah.
So yesterday, I believe our winner was Deion Sanders, first-time winner on jersey numbers here.
Anybody here over 45? Didn't we have to earn every darn thing we got? Ain't
yes,
nobody
sir,
gave us nothing.
Nothing,
so
coach.
This whole new thing, first of all, we got this new thing now in college football about double numbers. We didn't have. If somebody gave you a double number in college, that assured that you weren't gonna play. that's how it was, wasn't it?
Not wrong.
Now it's like normal, and you gotta earn stuff. Ain't nobody giving you nothing. We got kids that ain't played a snap, you know, and you want to be one. You know what number one meant back in the day for us? That you were that one. Now you got number one getting a framed toe out of him out there on the field. Like, come on, you got to be crazy. Now it's a fight in the stands because the mama's wearing number one and her son, her baby's getting murdered out there. You know, like, come on. Like, it's just a new day. Single digits was something you had to be him.
You had to be him. He's out there getting the frame torn out of him. I'd never heard that one. I like it. You ever heard that one, Brian?
I've never heard that one.
Getting the frame torn out
of
him.
I've never heard getting the frame. Now, I've seen what he's talking about, but I've never heard it described like that.
We have seen a frame torn out before. That's incredible.
Yeah, I I've never seen it in sports. I did agree with the idea that, you know, those 45 and older out there had to earn every darn thing that we got. Is that how he put it?
Every darn thing.
There's an
every
E in there
thing.
For sure.
Every darn thing.
Did you guys experience the easy lane? You know, for those of you that are 45 and under, did you just get, like, video game consoles and new shoes all the time? I mean,
no.
What shifted in the world? Do you think that's overestimated? Because for me growing up, I did. I got two pairs of shoes a year, and I had to mow lawns and, like, raise the $80 myself to get the original Nintendo.
Same.
Okay.
Same
for you?
When the PS3 came out.
I think Dawson's looking at me as he's talking.
Yeah, because you're the rich kid. You got all the things
that's
you
the
wanted.
Silver spoon kid.
I worked
Dawson
for
is the
knew.
Boomer
no,
over
no.
there.
This is Dawson. He goes, oh, anybody 45, huh? Yeah, did you have it easy? You guys have the easy street and all that? Dawson was, like, kind of looking at you, but his direction of his tone was that Silver Spoon brought us,
yeah.
Who, like, Dad said, hey, if this kicker doesn't make the field goal, you ain't going to spring break, you know?
Right.
And so he makes it, and now I get to go snow skiing.
Yeah.
Because he
what,
won
$1,000?
Yeah, he won $500 on a football game, so I can go.
Straight cash.
Back pocket, yeah. So, yes, if you guys want to answer that question, I hope, but
Chiefs.
I did have easy.
Get
street,
everything?
No, I did not. I did not get everything. I wouldn't say I had to actually scrape up the $80 myself to get the Nintendo, but there were things in place that had to be done consistently. And,
right on.
And you weren't getting shoes all the time. I was wearing Asics until I was like 17.
Okay. Yeah, I think Deion disparaged you guys, and I've had enough of this millennial shame. You know, are you guys Zennials?
We're millennials.
Millennials.
I don't even
holding
know.
It down. Whatever you're doing, you're holding it down.
I don't even know.
Who's next,
man.
Alec? Who's challenging?
I don't know how I missed this last week, but this was the Arizona UCLA game, and Bill Walton, one of our favorite broadcasters around here, was on the call. And just take a listen to what he had to say after a big shot.
Brisa, deep, got it. Arizona back on top.
Rubs his shoulder, wipes off the blood, and calls the crowd down under the court. Jimmy Buffett next door, son of a sailor.
What?
We're on our way to Margaritaville.
After three games and three nights with you, perhaps. Son of a sailor.
He is beating down everybody he works with, but I think he's a treasure, man. Oh, I love him.
In small doses, he's one of the most amazing things ever. I don't know, a full spread of Bill Walton.
After a few days, you're like, oh, gosh.
Is that
Bill.
Dave Pasch? That might be his best partner.
That is
ever.
Dave Pasch.
It is.
Because he's just such a straight announcer. He plays off
perfect. Pasch knows. He just knows that any time that something like that is going to happen, he just lets it
happen. Son of a sailor.
That's the best Bill Walton pairing since you had him with Steve Snapper Jones and Marv Albert back in the day.
Way back in the day.
Who else, Alec?
All right, we got one more for you today. This is the New Heights podcast, the Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason. They were doing these games with their listeners about, you know, like Hogwarts houses, what NFL players and coaches, which ones they would belong to. And someone said, you should do Pokemon next. And they did a Pokemon comp, if you will, over one of our favorite hot commodities in the NFL.
Antonio Brown.
AB, who we got?
We got Gyarados. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. That's how I always say it. Gyarados is well known for its fierce temper and reputation for causing nothing but destruction, which I think you see a pattern. Gyarados. And then, of course, Gyarados' iconic move is pool. I think we all saw Antonio Brown whip out his Gyarados in that pool that one day.
It's good podcasting there. The Kelce brothers, talented team.
They are good.
Is it the Kelce brothers? Is it Bill Walton after a big shot there with Dave Pasch? Or is it prime time? We had to earn every darn thing we got. I'm going to go with my main man, Bill Walton. It's the only autographed ball I own, the Hall of Famer Bill Walton.
Wow.
That's a good one.
77 champion there in Portland.
Yeah.
Did you get it personally? Did you hand it to him, he handed it to you, or did you go online and – or did you win it at a poker tournament?
No, he stole it as an on-air promotion.
he shoved it in his pocket.
Like all the Rally House cards that are in his back pocket.
Dawson here in Portland. We had a Bill Walton game ball. I don't know where it
went. Shout out to the guy who won it.
It's in my trunk now. Don't let that bother you.
You know, a former PD got it as a gift. A former program director got it as a gift. And he wasn't a big fan. He was like, hey, do you want this when I was at his house? And I'm like, sure, dude. I want that ball.
Oh, no. Dawson just took it. Yeah. Dawson said, hey, what's this Bill Walton? Oh, man, I don't know. Oh, he just walked out with it. Yeah.
Shoot, yeah, boy.
Who you vote for? I think I'm going to go with the gyro. Or the, what was it?
The Pokemon thing?
The Gyarados? Yeah. Gyarados.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sounds like Alex an authority on the Pokemon.
Did he say it right, Alex?
I was a Charizard
guy. No, he did not.
What is it?
It's Gyarados. I barely know any of this stuff, but I played it enough growing up.
Gotcha. How about you, Broadus?
I am going to go with Bill Walton as well.
Wolchuk?
Yeah, give me Walton.
Medford?
It's Bill Walton for me.
By a score of 4-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's the big redhead, the 7-footer out of UCLA and San Diego High School, Bill Walton. Okay, we have Krusty's Corner coming up next here live from Krusty's Corner. Where are we going with that, Broadus?
Yeah, let's see if I can interest you in this. Three of the Cowboys' biggest concerns before the draft. We'll talk about that one next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you very much, Alec Medford. It's time now for Krusty's Corner as we broadcast live from Rally House in Arlington off 20. A lot of Tolos already. Taking some pictures. Handed out some Rally House gift cards. If you can tell us what Tolo means, I have a few $25 left. And took a couple of attempts there to name 11 of the 13 all-time members of the G-Bag broadcast crew. Okay? Been 13 of them. And it's gone all the way back to August of 2010. So good luck to you, and if you can name 11, we'll give you a $100 gift card. Here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Man, it's worth it. I mean, you're having to go through – there's so many people that have gone through this show, and –
yeah.
been a part of it and been a part of the fabric of it and grown it to what it is. So good luck
one
on
of
that.
Them is, one of them left and is now back at Odyssey as an engineer.
Yeah.
One of
and
them,
damn good at it, too.
One of them left, and I used to call him best in the biz there just to give you a hint, and he now works for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He kind of runs their digital broadcasting, podcasting, stuff like that. So there's a couple of hints. You know, you got to find at least two off the original crew, and then everybody since then if you're going to get to 11.
Yeah. It's a good question, though. It really, really is a good question. So good luck to you. Come by and see us, and hopefully you can get that right. I did also say thanks to everybody out there that was helping me with the car situation and all that. That meant a lot to me. I just, you know, when it's talking about your car and it's something that wasn't your fault and you're all of a sudden you're like, well, we're going to need maybe we don't know when we're going to get this or part of that. And then so many people reaching out, it just was tremendous. Yeah. And I
heartwarming.
I,
not knowing.
Well, no, I mean, the thing about it is when somebody tells you your car can't be fixed and we don't know when. I mean, we have no date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now you're starting to think about, okay, I'm now paying for this rent-a-car. I'm now paying, you know. You start
not cheap.
To, yeah, and it's something that's not your fault. And I know people every day deal with this, but I was just grateful that so many people reached out and did what they did. So thank you very much. It means a lot to me. All right, this comes from my group. I find myself always, like, reading The Yard Barker. I just kind of the first website I go to.
That's your go-to, huh?
That's your go-to, dude. I love that.
I just go – well, you guys, it's funny because Gavin the other day was asking Wolchuk, like, his show prep.
Yeah.
Like, he goes,
he's
like,
got the best show prep email I've ever seen.
It is incredible the amount of content you guys just and you're able
Wolchuk's
and you guys do a great job of having the links. If you ask me right now how to, like – hey, Broadus, send me that link from The Yard Barker. I might as well wear the crop top.
Oh, God,
I mean, it's just, you can Google it.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, exactly. It's not even going to be, it's not even happen.
You don't know how to copy a link.
It's something about clicking on it on the right and all that. Am I correct?
Well, if you had a mouse, you'd potentially do a right-click situation.
Okay.
Or just a double-click with the index.
I've taken pictures.
We're talking about like a handheld cell phone or a laptop.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. I get to the point where, hey, send me that link. You know, everybody says that. Send me that link. I basically have to kind of copy the whole thing and then post it or make it as like a picture.
You're sending PDFs.
You take a screenshot. Well, here's what it looks like. Maybe you can find this on the internet.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, it is embarrassing.
You were so damn crusty. I love it.
Dude,
you know,
it's
not by choice.
He'll leave you a voicemail and tell you he doesn't know how to do it.
Hey, can you come over here and help me copy and paste, please? I don't know what the hell's going on.
Honestly, I apologize.
No, it's
fine.
You
guys,
we don't need it.
These
it's
guys,
okay.
Folks out there, these guys send, like on a show prep, there might be 40 links. And every time I look at it, I'm like, Dawson, I'm like,
I'm just a caveman.
I'm just a caveman here.
So
I'm a caveman lawyer here. You know, that kind of thing. But that, to me, every day, I'm like, this is amazing. How do these guys do this?
Yeah.
But anyway, okay.
It's a copy and paste world.
Copy and paste world. But I wish I knew how to copy and paste. I really don't. I'm a caveman. Okay. Three of the biggest concerns from the Dallas Cowboys before the draft. Again, this comes from Bruce Irwin, who writes for The Yard Barker. And tell me if you agree with what Bruce is talking about here. His number one concern for the Dallas Cowboys before the draft, find another Dalton Schultz.
No.
He says the Cowboys have a history of finding bargain tight ends. Schultz was a fourth-round pick in 2018, and if Dallas is patient, players like Oregon State's Luke Musgrave should be available later in the draft. But he says that this year's tight end class is loaded with talent, and so he thinks it can get at least one. Is he wrong about that?
Yeah, well, it can't be your top priority. I like the idea of Musgrave maybe after the first round, but you need to take every premium opportunity that you have in your quiver to find dominant offensive linemen if you want Dak Prescott to play the kind of quarterback that doesn't result in turnovers. And you want to run the hell out of the football as much as Mike McCarthy is talking about doing. You want to protect Dak better. You have the weapons. You have tight ends. Like, to me, that's a national lazy take that did not see Ferguson and Hendershot. They just see the stats. And they're like, oh, my goodness, these young guys can't play. They're unproven. Look at the games Dalton Schultz was out. They can effing play, Brian. And I wouldn't mind a tight end if that's clearly the best player on the board at 26. And you're like, hey, we had to take this guy because he's going to be a star. And no players at other positions have that good of a chance of being a star. But it's offensive line. It's not even close to me right now what your top priority should be.
Well, I mean, just the idea that he would put it as Dalton Schultz. Like, you want just like a middle of the road on an open market, 1 year, $9 million player. Like, no, that can't be your biggest one. If you told me you want one of these next level alien Mark Andrews, George Kittles or something, yeah. I could say, okay, yeah, I mean, sure. And this is a draft where maybe you can find one of those. But just weapons offensively overall I'm cool with, and I'm absolutely cool with offensive line too. But offense for sure needs to be the starting point. But going to say I just want an average run-of-the-mill tight end security blanket, 6 yards a pop, come on, dude. No way.
Be better.
Yeah, I think your biggest glaring need right now is left guard. You know, I personally don't believe the Terrence Steele to guard stuff. And
I don't either.
We saw Terrence today
working out there.
Yeah, he was working out there, you know, getting his rehab on at the Star. I mean, Terrence Steele's putting in the work right now. But
hey, why not Alarcon? We're talking about Terrence Steele jumping in there.
Well, I mean, he's moving to the defensive line, so maybe you don't need a new big defensive tackle.
Okay, here's your segue, as they like to say in the world. Number two is find out about Jonathan Hankins.
Uh-huh.
They're saying here that Edwarder's reporting that Hankins is the next defensive priority. But at the moment, the run-stuffing 340-pound tackle remains unsigned. Hearing whispers that he is in that mode right now where he's really not interested in signing. It's not a priority for him right now.
There are veterans that prove I can just do it.
Oh, and how about this? Yeah. Well, I didn't know this. I didn't read the whole article.
Nice work.
Yeah. According to Brian Broaddus of 105.3 The Fan, Hankins is in no hurry to sign, and 31 years old, he may want to avoid off-season programs.
Yeah,
I didn't
good
read
source
the,
for
I
a story.
I didn't even read the. I didn't read the full story.
Who?
Am I my man?
No
I
wonder you love Yardbarker so
I
much,
man. According to Brian Broaddus of 105.3 The Fan.
That's fantastic.
You know what?
Copy that link for me and shoot it over. I'd like to.
Yeah,
post
we'd all like to take a gander at that.
We just want to give
mind.
You the credit you deserve.
Yeah, why don't you trust me that it is Brian Broaddus said that? Honestly, I didn't know.
If this article is referencing Brian Broaddus of 105.3 The Fan, I think it's probably crap.
Oh,
now we know why you like it so much.
I tell you, Yardbarker, they know what they're talking about because they have credible sources here. But anyway, yeah, and Brian Broaddus is right. They're in no hurry.
This guy's dialed.
Yeah, this guy is no hurry right now. Okay,
I mean, I'm going to cover the Cowboys beat just off of Brian Broaddus' Twitter account. Just going to go there and see what he says.
You don't want to do that. Hey, how about yesterday?
Since you know how to copy and paste, you can make that happen.
Yesterday, I got mad because of the car, and like on Twitter, I went after people.
Yeah,
what is that?
Clapback?
I was angry tweeting at people.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was mad about
the receipts.
Yeah. They were.
I don't actually like that. That's a good point, man.
I'm
going to go look
all
at
right,
the Broaddus.
Enough
Twitter
of that.
Account.
Enough of that. Is okay. Broaddus right about Hankins? Are we right about Hankins?
Yeah, you're right about Hankins. They need to get Hankins. I don't know why. I'm just not worried about it, though. I feel like Jonathan Hankins is going to be a Dallas Cowboy, and they'll get that deal done when the time is right for him.
He knows that he can't sign and then say, I'm not coming until 2 weeks into camp.
Yeah, I think they know. Wait. I mean, from the owners' meetings, that was one of the big takeaways from all the beat writers. They talked about the offensive line maybe reshuffling, but it was also the Cowboys want to bring back Jonathan Hankins. And I think Jonathan Hankins wants to be here. He just doesn't want to be part of probably the OTAs and the offseason crap.
I mean, part of my prep is to be huge. So I'm going to sit here on this couch, play some video games and eat. And I only play 20 snaps a game, so don't worry about my cardio. I'll be there, Coach.
All right, and the final thing is, real quick, is find Tony Pollard some help. Find Tony Pollard.
So get another running back.
Yeah.
That will replace Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Not just get him help.
Get him help. You think they're getting his replacement?
Yeah, I don't think Tony Pollard's going to be here long term. I think this is a 1 year thing, and then you move on and you go with the young guy that you draft, and hopefully it's my guy Tajay Spears out of Tulane.
I like this one at Native21Lobo tweeting at Brian Broaddus, bleep bleep, you are dense, and quote tweeting Broaddus says, yet you follow says more about you than me.
That's his favorite go-to.
It does.
Yet
it's
you
a,
follow.
Yet you
beautiful.
Follow. You call me dense, and you follow me. So why is that about me, or is that about you? All right. Yeah. Thanks, Gavin. Appreciate you.
You got it, man. Broadus and Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Rally House.
Did you just get pregnant slapping your hand?
Yeah, you might want to get pregnant.
That's right. Chia Follow is one potent human, at least, for the next about 60 days or so still?
Yeah, about 86 days.
86 days.
86?
He got snipped last week, and now he's in a holding pattern, trying not to impregnate his wife for the fourth time in 2 years.
It's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game I'm willing to play every single day for the next 86.
Let's go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.